It's 78 degrees and sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. State officials want to give Starbucks $30 million for its corporate expansion into Nashville. The Nashville Business Journal reports that the incentive plan will be voted on by a board next week. The idea is to locate about 2,000 corporate jobs here. The Business Journal reports that it's one of the largest job announcements in city history. The incentives average out to about $15,000 from the state per position. Mayor Freddie O'Connell has shown interest in city incentives, but has not made any pledges yet. Come this summer, nearly all of Tennessee's Supreme Court justices will be Governor Bill Lee appointees. His latest pick is East Tennessee's Kyle Hixon, who will be sworn in on July 7th. He's 42 years old and will be the youngest of the court's five justices. He's the fourth Lee appointee. He's replacing former Chief Justice Holly Kirby, a Haslam appointee who retired. Hixon has been serving on the Court of Criminal Appeals in Knoxville. He's a member of the Federalist Society, one of the most influential legal organizations in the country. Membership is often a prerequisite for appointments by Republican governors and presidents. A federal judge has set a May 20th hearing for one of the three lawsuits filed against Tennessee's Republican-led redistricting effort. This lawsuit, filed by the state's Democratic Party, four candidates and voters, argues the last-minute changes risk voter confusion and disenfranchisement. An amended petition also claims that the process violates constitutional rights. The plaintiffs are asking the judge to act sooner by issuing a temporary restraining order by Friday. That's the new candidate qualifying deadline set by Republicans for the newly redrawn districts. It's also the day that ballots are supposed to be sent to overseas service members. An attorney for the state says they need time to respond to the lawsuit. If Tennessee's redrawn congressional map survives the onslaught of legal challenges, the new District 9 could soon have a Republican primary. Senator Brent Taylor announced his bid last week. He recused himself from the redistricting vote. Now Representative Todd Warner is in the race, too.